Yeah, thank you, Ken. I hope that you guys can all hear me. I hope you can hear me. Okay, good. Yeah, I think that sad song with Craig Holiday is going to be a lot of fun. He's a real sweet guy. He's funny. Yeah, he seems really clear. So be sure and join us for that. That's going to be fun. Okay, but tonight we are here for our member meeting, and I'll just normally Regina does this. Regina is out of town on retreat, so I am stepping in, and I'll just tell you the agenda up front. We're going to spend a little bit of time, well, most of the meeting actually, on the election. We're going to talk about the process briefly. Then we're going to meet the nominees. I've asked all of them who want to give us a statement so we can get to know them in making our decision for the elections to the member board of trustees. We're also going to talk about the retreat house. We're going to have an update on that, and the leader of our retreat house subcommittee, Lisa Rose, is going to share with us on the retreat house. And we will take just a minute and talk about the fall retreat, and then I'm going to tell you about a couple teaching times that are open. So that's the plan for tonight. So first of all, let's talk about this election process. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nominees that we're going to hear from. We're going to have a ballot sent out on June the 16th where you can vote for the 2 seats that are open on the Member Board of Trustees. You will have until July 3rd to place your vote. The 2 nominees receiving the most votes during the ballot process will be elected to the Member Board of Trustees. Each member, that means you, each member shall cast 1 vote per candidate and may vote for 2 candidates. What the bylaws say is may vote for as many candidates as the number of candidates to be elected. In this case, that's 2, right? So you can vote for 2 candidates of your choice, and again, and then return your ballot via email. And all that information will be again repeated in the email that you will receive on Friday, June the 16th. Be sure and look for that. And again, you'll have until July the 3rd to place your vote. Guys, I just want to say as we go along here tonight, if you have questions for me, just raise your hand and I will be happy to entertain your questions, give you the mic or let you type your question on the board, however you want to proceed. So our nominees are Reverend Helen Avery, Doreen Bonnet, Reverend David Hemphill, George Maddox, and Connie Poole. So, and I assume that all those guys are in here. Connie is sitting here next to me. I know she's here. I see Doreen and Helen. And David Hemphill has prepared a video or audio for our purposes, right, of his statement that I will play when it comes time. So. saying hello to Reverend Helen Avery. So, Reverend Avery, if you're ready to go, we're ready to hear from you. So, again, the plan is to keep your statements to about 5 minutes apiece, and that will make it fair for everybody and give us enough time to do the other things that we need to do tonight. So, without further ado, Reverend Helen Avery, take the mic.
Hello. I'm in my garden, so I'm not sure if this is gonna you're gonna hear me, so I just want to check you can hear me before I start chatting. Great, great. Oh, it's better in the garden. There you go. That's good for summer. Yeah, I don't have too much to say, although we'll take notes. 8:07, just in case I don't end up having a lot to say. Chiefly, I was very grateful to be nominated. And I'm so grateful for Awakening Together. Became a minister last February, being part of this Sangha, this community, has really changed my life. Has had the teachings, not to go on and on, but chiefly I just want to serve Awakening Together as an organization in the best way that I can. So if there is ever opportunity to serve, I want to do that. So if it's right for me to be on the board, I would jump in with open arms. The other thing I wanted to mention was that I've been on a couple of boards. One was for a community garden in New York, and the other was for a yoga studio, meditation center. And what I discovered through that was that by being on a board, you really learn the ins and outs of an organization, and you get to, as a result of that, you get to have the privilege of understanding better maybe some of the challenges and opportunities that the board has been looking at and dealing with. And so it just, in my mind, it's always enabled me, when I've been in that situation, to have better ideas, I guess, is what I'm saying, or be able to offer greater input. So that's really, you know, what I was thinking about being on the board of the Awakening Together. It'd be so wonderful because I would be able to sort of know all those ins and outs. It's very easy to sit on the outside and look and say, well, I wonder why this isn't happening, or I just love this, and not really understanding what it took to get there, or that many people have looked at the same things you've looked at. So yeah, I don't really have much to say other than I'd be very excited to be on the board, but I'm also very aware that grace moves things around, and I'm sure it moves things around in even more so in Awakening Together than it does elsewhere. So everything will be for the best, and but if I can be of service in any way, then absolutely I'm here. So that is it. Thanks.
Lovely. Thank you, Helen. I should also have said, I'm going to make this, I'm going to post a link in the room. There it is. There's also pictures and written bios for the candidates on the page that I've just posted. For those of you listening on the radio, it's under news and docs on awakening-together.org, current nominees. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Helen. Okay, and then next up, we have our next nominee, Doreen. Doreen, I never know how to pronounce your last name, so I'm going to say it's Doreen Bonnet. It could be Doreen Bonnet, so you'll tell us when you take the mic. Doreen, please take the mic.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? Great. Thank you, Jacqueline. Okay, so the answer to which one is it? The answer is both. I'm from Louisiana, and I grew up being pronounced Bonnet. But in talking to my mom, she says way back when in my ancestry, because we have a lot of French and Canadian ancestry, she says it's really Bonnet. So I take both, so it's fine. So, thank you all for this opportunity. And I am also grateful to have been nominated. And I should say that I was intending to nominate myself, and in conversations with someone on the board, they said that they would nominate me. So I'm very grateful for that. So, hi, Becky. So I guess the first thing I could say is, why would I want to be on the Board of Trustees? And the most prominent reason is that I want an opportunity to be able to give back to Awakening Together all that Awakening Together has given me. I've been a member at least, I think it's about 3 years. I kind of started with the ministerial program, which I am completing. I'm in my last class now. And it has been such an amazing experience to be a part of this organization, probably because it resonates so much about with who I am. I really appreciate the focus on tapping into your own inner wisdom, which is something that feels very comfortable for me. I appreciate the transparency in which this organization runs. And so I am really looking forward to an opportunity to be able to serve in a greater capacity, whether it's, through the Board of Trustees or something else. And what I can probably offer in this offer is, I do have some experience working on maybe not boards, but definitely groups and committees that were involved in setting and establishing policies for groups of people, whether it was on my job, my work, or other organizations that I, community organizations or just hobby type organizations. I sat on the board for our dance cooperative. And so I have a feel for a sense of how it operates, and I have a sense of how things can kind of fall apart as well, and how to be present to that. And talking about presence, my spiritual aspiration is to be the presence, and that's another thing that I would like to offer the board is what it is to be present to this experience of determining the direction of Awakening Together, and just navigating whatever it takes for this group to move through to a deeper level of awakening. So I just think it's an amazing opportunity. I'm really grateful for all the current, the Board of Trustees and the Board of Directors and the ministers have been amazing. And I would just love to be a part of that and to serve as best I can. So I'm not sure what else I can say that would tell you a little bit more about myself. I know I've been studying with Regina, or I've been aware of her teachings for a number of years, and just got more into it once I got involved with the MPP program. And again, it is life-changing experience, and to be a part of a group that would help others experience some of the things that I've already experienced would be amazing, and to think about what kind of impact that would make overall for all of us is just a great opportunity. So anyway, I think I will let go now. I don't know how long I actually spoke, but it felt like about maybe 5 minutes. So I'll let go now, and if anybody has any questions, I'm more than happy to answer any. All right, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Doreen. Thanks for sharing. Well, I planned for the meeting. I wish that I had said before I introduced the nominees. I wish that I had once again explained what the Member Board of Trustees actually is. So let me just take a second and do that. The Member Board of Trustees is the leadership team that works with the President Minister and the Vice President Minister to manage Awakening Together. They are responsible for all aspects of leadership, including drafting policies and procedures, leading subcommittees, addressing issues, and more. The Member Board of Trustees currently meets via Google Plus on the first and third Monday of each month from 7:45 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you want to know more about what the Member Board does, what we discuss, and what we decide at those meetings, you can do that by looking at our meeting minutes. I will, while we're hearing from the next speaker, I will get those meeting that link to the meeting minutes for you. Now, our next speaker is Reverend David Hemphill, and David could not be here tonight, but he did prepare. He pre-recorded his statement, so I'm going to go get that and play it for you.
Hello, Awakening Together membership. I'm using a webcam here, but my name is David Hemphill. I was ordained by Awakening Together after completing the ministerial preparation program in May of 2015. I am recording a video today for the June 11th membership meeting where I would like to introduce myself and ask for your vote as a trustee so I may give back to the membership through a service position. In respect to everybody's time and attention, I have limited my sharing to 5.5 minutes. I do have something important to talk about during these minutes, though. I ask that you remain attentive for this short period of time. As you all know, there are certain directives or principles or commandments that we must live by if we are to be happy. I do not pretend to know what the right or the best principles are, but I trust that you know for yourself which ones are best. Unconditional love, fairness, respect, or another principle. And if you have one that you've thought of, write it down. Put it in your pocket, or in your wallet, or in your purse, or on the wall, and look at it whenever you need guidance. And you see, one day, during the formation of Awakening Together's leadership and governance policy, the Awakening Together trustees, we did just that. We wrote down 10 ethical standards for Awakening Together employees, directors, officers, and trustees to maintain during all of their activities. Just as you might pull a directive from your pocket and look at it to make sure you're on the right track in the moment, I would like to connect to these standards before you all so you may know my heart is on the right track to service Awakening Together. So, the 10 standards. There is honesty, integrity, moral courage, commitment to follow through, loyalty, fairness, respect, confidentiality, commitment to effectiveness, and leading by example. I demonstrate honesty to you by promising to follow my heart and my guidance above all else, and I encourage you to do the same. Integrity, through my willingness to live by right-minded thoughts and right-minded actions. Moral courage, through my willingness to question, investigate, explore, or dive into any problem of any depth or complexity, regardless of how it may appear on the surface. Commitment to follow through. I will be here as long as I am called to be here. I will stay here as long as I am called to stay here. And I promise to go as soon as I am called to go. Loyalty. I am loyal to spirit and service and inner guidance, the core of Awakening Together. Fairness. I believe in all of your inner guidances and that your own wisdom, personal wisdom, and practices will lead you to whatever position you are meant to be in. I will never try to control you. That would be silly. Respect. You are whole, you are complete, and you are not in need of my service. It is me who needs to service you. I know that you do not need to be made better or perfect. Confidentiality. Spirit uses whatever it is best for it to use in order to make sure that your awakening happens. It is never my job to judge or spread your information around to anybody else. It's just not my job. Commitment to effectiveness. A master in their art can only stay a master through practice. So a trustee like me, far from a master, will work, reflect, and improve. And finally, lead by example. I always say yes to myself and stay in my own business. You might sound familiar if you know Byron Katie. When I mess up, I'm always thankful to be shown my mistake. And I do my best. As I promised, I will end this video quickly. But know that there is guidance you may follow for your heart and for your whole life. But also, There are written standards that I may follow as a trustee, and I promise to follow them. Right now I'm at a camp in upstate New York. We're on a plane to get there. So, from wherever I am to wherever you are, please enjoy the night. I'm so grateful to share this with you, and thank you for voting.
Okay, I can't figure out how to pause that. All right. So, thank you, David. All right, and next up we have our next nominee, George Maddox. And George, please take the mic.
Hello, everyone. And congratulations to the other nominees. It certainly seems that we have a very qualified group that have put their names forward. I know when I agreed to put my name on the list, there was only one other person on the list. And having been involved in several different congregations in the past, I know it's somewhat difficult to get people to participate. So, I'll give you a brief history of my spiritual path. I was raised Baptist through my childhood. And when I was 19 years old, I had an experience that I still puzzle over, but I was in the Air Force and I was marching to class. We marched everywhere back in training, and there was a voice came into my head that said, "There is no God." It startled me. It was very profound impact. I had been going to a church off base, and I immediately it was like flipping a switch. I felt that that voice was the voice of truth, and from that point, for about a dozen years or so, I considered myself to be an atheist or an agnostic. In my early 30s, I felt a yearning for some spiritual understanding, I started going to a Lutheran church. My wife was not comfortable with Baptists, so she was comfortable with the Lutherans, and for most of my adult life, I attended a Lutheran congregation. So in the early 2000s, there was a major transition in my life. I discovered all within just a few months the Unity Church and the Course in Miracles, and also David, Paul, and Candace's organization, The Voice for Love. It took me a little while to really release my traditional Christian beliefs and expand those so that I felt comfortable with them. For about 5 years, I was involved with the Voice for Love ministry. I am an ordained minister through the Voice for Love organization, David, Paul, and Candace Doyle. I took a year-long class in the Voice for Love process and then served for 4 years as mentor to subsequent classes. I have been a member of the Awakening Together for some time, although I haven't had a lot of active participation, but as time progresses, I am more and more drawn to this organization and the wonderful people and the teachings within it. So I guess that's about it. Thank you so much, I will release the mic.
Thank you, George, Reverend George. Thanks so much. Our next nominee Last but not least, I put these in alphabetical order. Last but not least is our own Connie Poole. Connie is here with me, so she's just going to start talking. Go ahead, Connie.
Well, let me say, first of all, after hearing the other four nominees, I think you should vote for them. Yeah, I just fell in love with every one of them. Yeah, they all sound very, very qualified. But I will mention what go over some of the notes that I prepared. And I wanted to say the reason that I would want to be on the Board of Trustees is I think that I can be helpful, and I really appreciate the organization. I think I can be helpful because I've been a CEO of a corporation for over the last 30 years. In those 30 years, I've written or reviewed a lot of policies. I've made a lot of decisions about a lot of things like large equipment purchases, hiring major positions of authority, and big financial statement decisions. I've had a lot of experience with a lot of people, from employees and employees' spouses and employees' children and employees' parents and vendors and customers, both friendly and some not so much, and bankers and consultants and people in the insurance business and salesmen and tenants and on and on and more, and in all these encounters, I've had the seemingly casual experience to the deeply personal, even spiritual experience. Spiritual experiences with employees, for example, you know, employees who had marriage concerns or want to talk about their adopted children, and some have drug-related issues and with their family members or even themselves. And through all of these relationship issues, I've had my spiritual foundation to be my guide in what appear to be times of crisis or just being a confidant for somebody and trying to hold a safe space where they could share what they thought was a darkness and allowing that darkness, that seemingly problem, that darkness, to shine a little light on it and so that we could together realize that it was nothing that was holding us prisoner. I have had a few mystical experiences, but one that Fred Davis might refer to as an awakening experience that I couldn't hold on to, and that occurred to me at the Endeavor Academy a number of years ago, when I was in a crowd of students, and I was standing there in one moment, and the next everything went white, and in that experience I knew from the depth of my being that the world wasn't real. And what was really good news about that was that meant that all the seemingly awful things that occurred in the world, like child abuse and neglect, disease and pain, and on, none of these things were real either. One neat thing about this organization, and there are many neat things about this organization that I would like to help support, but one neat thing about the organization is learning from the satsang teachers like Fred Davis, or from the reverends like Reverend Glenn and Reverend Yolanda, and from the ministers like Regina and Jacqueline, is they help me see the miracles. I seem to see the miracles as I look back an occurrence and realize its significance after the fact. It is the people in this organization that helped me do that. They helped me, and now I would like to help them, and I'd like to be a part of the Board of Trustees. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Connie.
All right. Yay. Okay, folks. I think Connie was right. What a great group. I am so pleased. I'm so pleased to have this level of participation. So many people interested in serving on the Member Board of Trustees. We are very blessed indeed. Yes, as Kathy says, thanks to everybody for sharing. Now don't forget, your ballot will be coming in your email on this Friday, June the 16th. You'll have until July the 3rd to place your vote. If you want to refresh your recollection about the candidates, I made that post earlier. Let's see if I still have it in my, yeah, there it is. There's the, again, there's the list of the current nominees with their pictures and short bios. And we do appreciate your continuing participation, and you're continuing to participate specifically now in our Member Board of Trustees election. So thank you all for being here tonight, and thank you all for your anticipated participation in the process. So the next thing on our agenda is an update on the retreat house. And let me just say, first of all, let me find my paperwork here, that as you all know, we're holding a special fundraising campaign in order to purchase property for an Awakening Together retreat house near Pueblo, Colorado. We plan to create an environment where all can come for periods of respite, inspiration, and spiritual realization. We envision a retreat house that offers special events such as workshops and satsangs, as well as being available for personal retreats designed by your inner calling. We hope to provide a library, outdoor meditation garden, walking paths, indoor chapel, comfortable rooms, and healthy meals for a reasonable cost. Scholarships will, of course, also be available. You can get more information about the Spirit-led Capital Campaign or the Awakening Together Retreat House Campaign by going to our website. And I am going to turn this over now to Lisa Cover, Lisa Rose here in the room. Lisa, it looks like we've got about 25 minutes left. I have two relatively short items on the left on the agenda after you go. Just heads up as far as the time goes. So I'm going to let the mic. Lisa, please take the mic.
Okay, good. I'm just going to go ahead. Yeah, like I said, I just got off the road traveling from Durango to Yuri, Colorado. I was in La Vita last week, the Spanish Peaks area. It was the perfect beginning to a four-month trek around Colorado. See, I've been drawn to the Spanish Peaks for 3 years, ever since I saw pictures of them on RegenaDonAkers.com. It's kind of funny. I had just finished reading NTI for the second time, and I noticed Regina's website at the end of the book, so I went there and was amazed to find this person alive. I actually thought people who wrote such spiritual teachings were long gone. And not only was this person alive, but she likes to hike too, my favorite pastime. Well, that's when I saw the pictures of Regina hiking the Spanish Peaks. Yet, for me, it was not so much the peaks, but these numerous rock walls that radiate out from them. The Spanish explorers called them veins or vacas. That's the Spanish name of the small village at the base of the peaks, La Vita. We've chosen La Vita as a location for our Awakening Together retreat house, and on behalf of the subcommittee, which is comprised of myself, Regina, and Phil Frisk, and Jacqueline. So on behalf of the subcommittee, I wish to tell you why we've chosen La Vita as the location for our retreat house. First, First is because Regina's original inspiration revealed the location to be in the Pueblo area. I zeroed in on this area until she and Jack Allen. Can you hear me again? Okay, good. Good, done what happened there. Okay, so first is because of Regina's original inspiration revealed the location to be in the Pueblo area. And researching properties in the Pueblo area included La Vita, which is only about an hour's drive south of Pueblo. But Regina hadn't really zeroed in on this area until she and Jacqueline and John Mark Stroud took a hiking trip to the Spanish Peaks after last year's fall retreat. And they had sent me a picture of this really, really gorgeous rock formation that I had never seen before. And John Mark Stroud had declared it the Awakening Together Rock. It wasn't one of these rock walls that I mentioned earlier, but this other really extraordinary single standalone rock formation. The locals call it Gimmer's Butte, named after the Gimmer ranching family. And this butte sits on their property, their private property, because it can be seen for miles. And more recently, after having been elected the chair of the subcommittee, I began to feel something grand at play here. So I'm looking at this butte, right? This isolated rock formation, surrounded by these rock walls, these betas or veins, and they're all situated between the two peaks, which, by the way, are named Wahatoya, meaning breasts of the earth. And all of these gorgeous formations are sitting amidst the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Sangre de Cristo means blood of Christ in Spanish. And it occurred to me just how profoundly spiritual all of this appeared from a bird's eye view. So you can imagine looking down from the sky as a bird would fly overhead. The Sangre de Cristo Mountains being the body, the Spanish peaks being the breast, these rock walls being the veins surrounding this single butte being the heart, it began to appear as the body of Christ to me, and nowhere better to have a house of God than within that body of Christ. But it wasn't just the geological aspect that had me sold on La Vita, you know, being a most special place on earth. It was during the visit to La Vita here late March to look at properties with Regina and Phil and others. And I witnessed spirit move through Regina when the appearance of all these rock formations came into alignment as we were driving along. Her throat got rigid, her eyes watered up. She brought the car to a halt and exclaimed, "I want to live here." Regina doesn't want to live here. That was spirit moving through Regina. I prayed earlier that day for Holy Spirit to show us what we needed to see. And that was it. Not only the alignment of all those rock formations, but spirit moving through Regina as they lined up in our view. Regina Don Acres is open to receive, and I was there to witness this expression. It was really quite blessed. So, and if all that weren't enough, a few days later, I asked Spirit for confirmation of this La Vita location for our retreat house, and it was delivered almost immediately. An unequivocal yes, La Vita, our corner of Spain. Rican de España is the place. So these are the reasons why La Vita will be home, yes, to our retreat house. I'd like to say just a few words about our subcommittee so you understand our actions moving forward. As Jacqueline just pointed out, our retreat house subcommittee is spirit-led. And by that, we acknowledge two main things primarily, that the original inspiration is ordained. It is a desire coming from higher power, and we are merely the conduit for things to happen. This higher power desire came through Regina while kneeling in that chapel after emptying herself of all thought And like the spirit that flowed through her, which resulted in any NTI, that same spirit is now moving through the subcommittee, and a retreat house will be the result. Same divine law at work, just a different process involving several individuals, and a different manifestation, a house instead of a book. And the second thing that we acknowledge as a spirit-led subcommittee, we acknowledge that the right property is out there. It will be revealed to us and will be made manifest. In other words, we are not the doers. We surrendered it all to God. The universal orchestrated, as Michael Singer says, that was Reverend Jane's sermon this morning. It was pretty applicable. You know, some activity is taking place, yes, like the fund, raising of funds and looking at properties. And even the formation of the subcommittee itself, but we acknowledge that it is spirit that is moving things along. We began with a visioning session, which grounded us in the very moment where Gina received the original inspiration, connecting us, the four of us, as one spirit. We delivered the prayer for fulfillment of the retreat house at that time. And I'd like to share that prayer with you now, if I may. I hope it's not too broken up. Just hear me best as you can. Close your eyes. Listen closely. This is the prayer that we say at the beginning of any of our subcommittee meetings, and I'd like to share it with you now. We stand in the midst of eternal opportunity, which is forever presenting us with evidence of its full expression. Everything necessary for fulfillment of our retreat house desire is here right now, and we are embracing it. Everything we should know, we do know. Infinite activity around and within us. There is one supreme intelligence which governs, guides, guards, tells us what to do, when to do, how to speak, how to see, and how to act. Everything necessary for the full and complete expression of the most boundless experience, joy, and life. Everything is now. Amen. Now, I'll see about having this prayer posted on the Retreat House Campaign website page, and I ask members to please take a few moments periodically. Oh, thank you. to please take a few moments periodically to say the prayer. See our Retreat House as a house of God. We are praying to have manifest a place where we can come for respite, to aid in facilitating our own spiritual transformation. It is to be. So be it. One last thing. We've made several trips to La Vita here recently, and you know, regarding buying land and constructing a house versus purchasing an existing home, we're still looking at both. We've come across some raw land with some beautiful features like creeks and trees with awesome views, and in which case we'd build something suitable. And there are a couple of existing homes that came to our attention recently, so we'll be looking at those. We have roughly $133,000 in funds right now. We've estimated about $500,000 is what it'll take. Enough money will be there when the time is right. Faith is key. So that is my update. God bless my friends. Thanks for having me as chair of this subcommittee. I'm duly honored to play such an important role in this manifestation. And any questions or comments at this time are welcome. I will release the mic.
Thank you, Lisa. It was a little choppy, but I think all of the words came through, and you had a nice, lovely spiritual echo going on there too. Like you might hear God pronounce something from a mountaintop. You kind of had that thing going. So, thanks Lisa. Thanks for chairing, that committee. Again, here is the link to the Retreat Center page. And, as Lisa mentioned, the original vision for the Retreat House did come to Regina in a vision, and the story of that is on that web page. I should say that thus far, let's see, I wrote it down, thus far as of May the 30th, we have raised $32,666.27 as of May the 30th. I will also say that I went down with John Mark Stroud and Regina after last year's fall retreat on that trip to La Vida. And I can tell you that my heart burst open. I didn't think we were looking for a retreat house. We weren't thinking really that way when we went through there. But I can tell you that of its own accord, my heart just burst open when we drove into that area. So, so we're all feeling the same thing down there, and it's really, really exciting. So, thank you for your donations. Thank you for your interest. And again, Lisa, thank you for leading, that committee. If anybody has any questions, as Lisa said, we'll be happy to answer those. Feel free to raise your hand and ask questions. Okay. In the meantime, let me give you the, we have two more agenda items. The short one is, I want to announce that we have two teaching times open for those of you in the Consistent Gentle Healing Program. You may remember that Regina issued an invitation for folks in that group to take a teaching spot. You know, as the course says, you should teach what you would learn. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that it's amazing when you're really present with whatever the material is that you're teaching. You can hear spirit speak through you. It's the most amazing thing, but it's a lovely, lovely way to learn by sharing in one of these spots. So please consider these spots. I want to tell you the two spots right now. We have a 1 hour slot on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month at from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 6 to 7 Pacific. That's a 1 hour slot on the second and fourth Thursdays from 9 to 10 Eastern time. We also have a half an hour slot on Sundays after the fellowship hour. It's from 12 noon to 12:30 Eastern time. I can tell you it's amazing when you teach in those half hour slots. It's gone. You start and then you're done. But it's well worth the time that you spend there, and we would again extend that invitation again for you to consider taking one of those spots. Time does fly in a half an hour spot. If you're interested in doing that, please contact Ken. And Ken, do you want to post your email address where they should contact you if they want to take one of those spots? Okay, Ken's going to post that for us, I think. Okay. All right, and that leads me to the final. I can't remember Ken's email address. He must be out of the room. I think I, there he is. Thank you, Ken. AwakeningTogetherSanctuary@gmail.com. Thank you, Ken. And then finally, our last item on our agenda is information about the fall retreat. Let me see. I printed that out now. Okay. Early bird rates. If you're going to come to the fall retreat, you want to consider looking at that now before the early bird rates, which expire August the 15th. Our fall retreat is, as we've done in the past, it's three retreats in one. 1 week long, session, but you can come to one retreat, two retreats, or three retreats. What's a little bit different about, this year's, fall retreat is the fact that each retreat is a 3-day retreat. So we have a 3-day retreat with Gina Lake, and then we have one with Regina Dawn Akers, and one with, combined with Bob Ferguson and Tess Hughes. So the Gina Lake retreat is October 20th. Through the 23rd, and her retreat is In the World But Not of It, Awakening Christ Consciousness. Regina Dawn Akers' retreat is called Peace I Am to Peace I Surrender, Regina Don Agers retreat is from October 23rd through October the 26th. And then the final retreat is, as I said, it's got two hosts. It's Bob Ferguson and Tess Hughes. It's called Separate Journeys, A Common Path, The Road to Ultimate Fulfillment. That is October the 26th through the 29th. Now, as I said, the early bird rates expire August the 15th. There is a significant savings. Let's see how much that is. I don't know. What is that? $75 maybe for, on the single room rate, for one retreat. So, you're going to want to consider signing up now so that you get that discounted rate. For example, the single room rate for one retreat is $665 if you do the early bird rate. If you don't do early bird rate, then the rate is $730 for a single room for the retreat. Of course, we have shared rooms at early bird rate. Is $470. We have a commuter rate of $295. And as I said, those go up for the, if you don't get in for the early bird rate. So be sure and do that. I think the retreats are going to be fabulous. Gina Lake, as you know, taught in our sanctuary, for quite some time. And, now, Nirmala is teaching in that spot. And you know our own Regina Don Agers, and you may remember Tess Hughes from our satsang. For those of you in the Consistent Gentle Healing class, we recently listened to Tess Hughes to that satsang again, and I think that that's just going to be a really inspiring retreat. So if you have any questions about the retreat, feel free to email me at, let me see, in the dream. @yahoo.com. Yeah, feel free to contact me if you have any questions about the retreat. And I'll be sure to help you with that. So the retreats this year will be the same place that they've been the past 2 years, which is in Colorado Springs at the Franciscan Retreat Center. So I know I went through that kind of quickly. Well, I'm looking at the clock tick away. If you have any questions about that, I'd love to answer your questions. And really, really, really consider coming to the retreats, because it's a great place to meet the people that you see in this room every day and put a face with their names. Given we're an online community, it's really cool, to have that physical aspect once a year. So, we're hoping that you will in fact join us for the retreat. I want to remind you to be sure to vote, that your ballots will be in your emails on Friday. You'll have until July the 3rd to vote. You can vote for two nominees for the member board of trustees, as there are two seats open. So you have two votes. Okay. So I think that that is all that I have, and I'm happy to turn this over to anybody else that has any questions or comments. We have just a couple minutes left. Okay. Thank you, Barb. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I love you guys. I love doing this thing that we do together. I love being on this journey with you. Thank you so much, and I'll let go of the mic.